Can we kind of go back for a second and look at, you know, what happened? I'm not talking about his arm over the weekend, but, you know, we talked about it for a minute last week. We really didn't go too in-depth on it, but his dad had major surgery. I mean, he's got a brand new bladder. And I got a chance to catch some of the press conference that he did. And, you know, what Dion did for anybody that might have cancer alone, but bladder cancer. And I mean, oh, brutal. It's really brutal, you know, and the rest of his life is going to be, you know, brutal too. And just the way that Dion tackled the entire situation, I think gave a lot of people hope, you know, that are dealing with that. And the fact that Shador's got that going on in the background of trying to, you know, earn this job and trying to stick on the roster. And, you know, the last few months obviously have been, at one point we thought he was going number two overall in the draft, and how things have changed from day to day. But yet I like that neutral attitude that he talked about. But I mean, if you can't feel for him a little because of what's going on with his dad, then I don't know how you can feel for anybody. That story is unbelievable.
You have to, Andy, but you know, unfortunately, that's just the way life is. You know, players have family members, friends who are dealing with things, and it's all part of it. It's part of being a pro.
Yeah, no, but but most people don't.
These have been very tough circumstances. Sure.
I don't know. I mean, my heart kind of goes out. It does go out to him. There's no kind on that. My heart goes out to him on what's going on with his dad. And,
sure.
You know, and then he's interested. It's interesting to say that he doesn't want his dad to come out here because he knows that he wants to, you know, be his own man. And I totally respect that. He's in a tough spot. His dad was one of the best football players I think we've ever seen.
Ever.
And outstanding. I mean, a Major League Baseball player, too, at the same time.
Pretty good.
Do you remember the one time? Didn't he flew a jet in the same day and played a baseball and had a football game in the same day? Are you kidding? And so, I mean, there's pressure there. None of us have lived the spotlight that, you know, his dad did, and that's why he's prime time, right? And, you know, and for his kids to try to, you know, I mean, I think about this with Bronny too sometimes too, that, you know, there's no way Bronny could ever live up to his dad in the way he plays basketball. His dad broke so many ceilings and walls and things that we've never seen, not only from the game itself, from the business point of the NBA and how that changes. And sometimes he's still kids at some point. I know he's an adult, but you're still someone's son in that situation. So I don't know, I'm not trying to get too melancholy in this thing, but man, if you just read what Dion went through, brutal. And the way he handled that at that press conference, I've never seen anybody who could take, you know, I mean, he's got his life, but it's drastically changed. And he gives hope to a lot of people that have cancer. And I'll just leave it at that.
No argument here.